You're listening to Gloria Minot Presents.
My guest is Alex Blake, the world-renowned double bassist and jazz master. He's the winner of 10 Grammys for his work with Manhattan Transfer. You're from Panama?
Yes, I am.
When did you come to this country?
Seven. Yes. That was 1958 I came.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And been here ever since, you know. I mean, this has basically been home. My family lived out in Brooklyn and then moved out to Long Island. And, you know, just been traveling ever since, pretty much at a very young age. So this has basically been home. New York has been home base.
Been home, yes.
Yeah.
You talk about your home country, Panama, and you said that you're being Panamanian and your music acts as a bridge between North and South America.
Right.
Let's talk about that cultural interchange.
You know, every country in the world goes through Panama.
Yes.
And during the time of when the canal was being built, you had a lot of the major Caribbean countries, and some of the countries in South America that were in Panama that were, you know, helping to build the canal. So having so many different people coming into the country, they're also bringing in their culture, their music, and so on and so on. So Panama has so much different diversity of people in that respect. So when I was coming up as I said, I left when I was seven, but I was hearing so much different music. The primary music of Panama is Latin and Calypso.
Because a lot of people from the Caribbean, I know a lot of people from Jamaica,
right,
went to Panama to help build that canal.
Exactly.
Yes.
I would say you probably had a lot more people from Jamaica coming. In fact, I was just in Jamaica and just got home about 2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I envy you.
It was nice. I was there with Randy Weston doing some concerts and master classes.
Yes.
At the Edmonton University, and it was really nice. But, you know, so you had a variety of music going, you know, that was sort of a basic influence within the country. And you had the native people, the native Indians of Panama. You had the Jamaicans, people from the Caribbean. You mm-hmm. had Latinos. So all of this music was kind of mixed, you know, even though predominantly, I mean, Panama is in Latin America, a part of Central America, Latin America. So the predominant music is Latin with so many other influences, which you could say are very much African influences and so on, musically. But so when I came to the United States, my father came first. And so my background musically was predominantly Latin for a particular time. I started playing at a very young age with a lot of the major Latin bands. So, at about 12 years old, I started doing my first professional gigs with, say, sort of the local bands, and then sort of worked my way up to the major Latin bands at the time. And then at about, I think, it was about 16 years old, I started to work with, the first major group I went out with was with Sun Ra.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just turned 16. And I went out on tour with Sun Ra. I was with him for about maybe 6 months. And then I went out with Dizzy Gillespie. All of this basically kind of took place. I was working with a particular group, a guy named Kako, who was sort of the, you know, you had Tito Puente and you had Caco. Caco was one of the great timbalero players. And Patato, which I think you're probably very familiar with the name.
Mm-hmm.
And so Caco had a sextet, big band orchestra, octet. He sort of broke up his group in many different ways. And I worked with him. My father worked with him. My father's a trombone player. So my father worked with him and sort of was the musical director sort of for him and a lot of other bands, a lot of the Latin bands, Mauro Rivera and a couple of other people.
I wanted to take a moment before we run out of time and talk to us a little about your work with Manhattan Transfer and your collaboration now with pianist Yoichi Yuzuki.
Okay. Well, I got with Manhattan Transfer, I think it was like 19... That was the end of 1979.
Mm-hmm.
I was previously working with, I think Harry Belafonte, and a couple of other people that I've worked with, a slew of other people. But anyway, I had finished a tour with Harry, and a friend of mine called me, a guy named Brian Abnett, who I had met a couple of years previous, when I was playing with Freddie Hubbard, and a friend of mine was playing with Beth Midler in Boston, and I'll try to make it short. This friend of mine invited me over to where they were having a sound check. So I went there and I met this guy named Brian Abnett, who actually became the manager of Manhattan Transfer. He was actually a roadie for Beth Midler. And we were talking, and he said, oh, yeah, one day I'm going to manage a major group. And everybody's like, okay, fine, you know. So I get this call in 1979, and the guy says, do you remember me? And I'm like, well, you know, I speak to a lot of people. And it was him. It was
the one who told you that he'd manage a major band.
Yeah, right. I mean, it was really, you know, I mean, you know, who knows, you know. But
yeah.
It was him. And he was saying, well, listen, I've just gotten the Manhattan Transfer out of a particular contract that they were in previously with some other manager, and I am now managing them. Now, I had no idea basically who Manhattan Transfer was, to be very, you know, honest with you. I didn't. I spoke to him about the business and certain things, and he said, look, you know, we'd really like to have you on board. They're familiar with you, blah, blah, blah. And so would you come to a rehearsal and so on? So I did. They were rehearsing at SIR Studios here in New York City. And so I went and met everybody, and, you know, everything went well. And I the interest in the group was one of the major things I liked about the group at that particular time is that they were basically doing everything, you know. I mean, there wasn't one genre of music they were doing. They were basically across the board doing everything, and which for me was fine because I played both, you know, a straight-ahead Latin, funk, fusion, from all the different people that I had worked with, you know. So it worked out fine for me. So I really enjoyed working with them. I worked with them for about 16 years.
A long stretch.
Yeah, from the latter part of 79, I think I got with them something like September, October of 79. I left in 91. They asked me to come back in 94. 93 or 94, something like that. And I went back for about another 3 years or 4 years or something like that. And then, you know, it was time to move on.
Alex, we'll talk again, I'm sure. Thank you so much for joining me.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much.
All right. Take care.
Have a great day.
You too.
For more information about Gloria Minot Presents, go to GloriaMinotPresents1word.com.